It's the Afternoon Cruise. I am chatting with Grammy Award-winning bassist Ben Williams. He's in town for an event on Friday called Black to Life at Schneider Theater in Bloomington. Should mention that friend of the station, Louis Blaze, is also on the bill. Mr. Williams, thanks so much for taking the time to come to the Twin Cities and to take some time to chat with Jazz 88.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
Do you even have your bags yet? I know you just got off the plane. Is everything going all right at the airport?
Oh, yeah. I'm literally en route from getting off the plane to baggage claim, so I haven't got the bags yet.
All right.
But, life of a musician.
Understood. Well, you certainly have been living the life as a musician. You first got known in your professional career as a bass player, working with all the greats, Stefan Harris, Jackie Terrison. You won a Grammy in 2013 for your work on Pat Metheny's Unity Band album. But now you're cutting a path not only as a bass player, but as a budding producer, both moving into the R&B space with your work as this duo Butterfly Black. And you're also making a lot of sounds that are sort of outside of straight ahead jazz. I'm loving it, but my question is, does it scare you to make that shift? I would think you win a Grammy, you might go, I'm going to stay in my lane. I already got a Grammy. But you're rocking the boat. And is that scaring you or is it feeling great?
Well, I think I've always been pretty clear, with my projects or my collaborations about my taste and my sort of concept and music. And, I feel like I've always communicated that, I've had a broad perspective of what I feel like music should be. And, it really reflects my upbringing, growing up in DC and my household, hearing lots of different styles of music, R&B and funk and soul, gospel and hip hop, of course. So, I think, when we talk about the spirit of jazz, it's not, the tradition of jazz is to embrace the present and really embrace who you are and where you come from. So, in my opinion, I think what I'm doing is right in line with what jazz actually represents.
I'm with you 100%, and I'm particularly glad that you brought up your home city of D.C. This concert series you're part of is celebrating Black music, and I'm not saying I've been everywhere in the U.S., but I've been a lot of places, and I don't know if there's a place that cherishes and recognizes the power of Black music the way D.C. does. It seems like something that is just understood in that city, that Black music is understood as an international treasure. Was that your experience growing up there? And could you elaborate a little bit about how that might shape your musical concept coming from D.C.?
Yeah, absolutely. Black culture was very prevalent in D.C. It got the nickname Chocolate City for a reason. Yeah. It's a predominantly Black city. And, I was just deeply immersed in the culture. I know most people think of D.C. as kind of, just a political town. And it's very much that. And actually, my mother used to work in the House of Representatives. So, I experienced that part of D.C. as well. But D.C. is just as much as a cultural mecca for the arts. And, I was always surrounded by great musicians. There were just a ton of great artists that are from D.C. You go down the list. Duke Ellington, Marvin Gaye, Jimmy Cobb, Shirley Horn, Michelle DeGiocello. That list is long.
Right. It's beautiful.
It's
a beautiful city, and beautiful things have come out of it, including your work. I'm chatting with Ben Williams, bassist, who's getting ready for a show on Friday night at Schneider Theater in Bloomington, part of a series called Black to Life. And I want to ask you one question, Ben, as somebody who clearly is following a really impressive path into sort of more production roles, vocal roles, leadership roles, as you're here at this airport probably trying to make sure that everybody gets their charts and your name's on the flyer, what do you miss about just being showing up on time, plugging into the Galley and Kruger and getting ready to go? Like, what do you miss about that side of your career?
Oh, well, there's still plenty of that. I still, at the end of the day, I am a bass player, and I still, work alongside of a lot of great artists, just, holding it down on the bass. Recent years, working with people like Robert Glasper, Terrace Martin, Kamasi Washington, Jose James, Minneapolis' own, yep. Jose James. And yeah, you know, it's I'm really enjoying it because it gives me a good balance. So when I do those gigs where I do have to, where I just show up and plug in, I really get to enjoy that even more. You know, just having that really total experience of music from the stage, whether it's being a supportive role or being a leader, being in the studio, being a producer or just a session guy. You know, I kind of just get to explore and experience music all the way around.
Well, we're so glad that you're bringing your experience to the stage of the Snyder Theater in Bloomington for Black to Life on Friday night alongside Louis Blaze. We're going to play the tune If You Hear Me from your 2019 record, I Am a Man. Ben Williams, thank you for taking some time to visit with Jazz 88, and we hope you enjoy your time in the Twin Cities.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
All right, you have a wonderful rest of your day, my friend.
All right, take care. Bye.